Hello, and welcome to the Poetry Universe. This podcast is intended to bridge the gap between the traditional literary world of poetry and the latest in cutting-edge social media platforms and web film technologies. I am Gil Rosato, your host and visual poet in residence, and I hope to engage your minds to think of poetry as the most eclectic of arts. I invite you to come seek your own truths on this journey into poetic, philosophical, and artistic dimensions yet to be. We will have dialogues in multiple voices, visit with old poets, new poets, and invoke muses when necessary. We will engage in the latest of today's wars, critique the confines of the ordinary and dead literary constraints, all while soaring in heights of the written word, the spoken word, and all sights and sounds in between. Some years ago, while I was studying creative writing at Wilkes University and experimenting with some rather avant-garde poetry using multiple voices, simultaneous dialogues, and other content, Dr. Phil Brady, one of the greatest writers I have ever encountered and one of my best teachers, suggested that I record some of my poetry. His thinking was that I should explore the sonic effects of what I had been doing. Now, I don't think either of us realized it then, but this single piece of advice was the catalyst that put me onto a path of solidifying my knowledge of digital audio recording, filmmaking, as well as utilizing these newfound skills along with my poetry writing to morph into what has now culminated into explorations of audiovisual poetic works. I call these my visual poems. And these are not new media, but I'm integrating every one of my skills to create these visual poems. Whereas other visual poets and visual poetry writers, they create these works as collaborations with other filmmakers and music content creators. And the difference with my work is that I'm creating everything in an integrated work. And this is a labor of love. Over the past few years, I have come to the conclusion that the long and worldwide tradition of poetry likewise has to evolve and converge with the current technologies being used for social media. Today's traditional poets, fiction writers, and playwriters need to wake up and realize the daily literary war that is being waged on the internet, and thus in mass media. Any serious writer will often cringe at some of the poor quality content that is currently being force-fed to the population and is thus being rerouted, reposted in never-ending viral loops chains around the cyber world. Traditional poets and other writers need to understand that writing good content is only one part of the equation for getting messages across. Literary content without a viable medium for distribution fails to get distributed to the intended consumers. Now, what are mediums for distribution? Obviously, books. But today, it's also social media, audio recordings, via podcasts, and also films. Short films are being more feasible for short story writers, poets, etc. So, there are two approaches to engage into the cyber world. The poet or short fiction writer, for example, needs to learn how to use audiovisual recording and editing technology solely for distributing his or her content via social media and the web. The other approach, the one that I've taken, is a bit more robust, where the poet or short fiction writer goes further and learns how to use audiovisual technology to create multimedia poetry, where the technology becomes a factor of the work, meaning the technology facilitates the creation of new and hybrid poetic forms. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't realize that much of what I create today cannot solely be called poetry, as it is really more of a hybrid art form or audiovisual poetry that combines elements from poetry, philosophy, playwriting, music, as well as all the visual arts, including filmmaking. I don't suggest that every writer seek training in these areas. However, minimally, today's poet really needs to take a step back and understand the demographics of their intended audience. The means of distribution to that audience is critical. While an argument can be made that poetry is an art and thus shouldn't adhere to such business-like objectives, the problem with this argument, and really any such argument, is that it ignores reality. Any such argument that ignores the consumption of an art form is basically not viable. One needs to consider, for example, the digital distribution and consumption of music to realize that we're not in Kansas anymore. The literary landscape, likewise, is simply not as it was prior to the evolution of cyberspace and social media. The internet was once referred to as the information superhighway. However, that moniker has really morphed into the reading habits of the population at large. The short, numerous bursts of social media entertainment is not aimed at enhancing population reading habits, and nor does it really focus much on poetry, fiction, history, philosophy, music, religion, nor any subject typically within a writer's arsenal. And nor does social media or mass media really care if an art form evolves aesthetically or otherwise. In some media, the profit of poor quality content is actually greater as long as the content adheres to the current flavor of the day and the current duration of the day as identified by artificial intelligent bots. These are the statistical super engines that govern what is distributed and to whom. Hence, we're not really simply dealing with authors, publishers, and readers anymore. There is an unwelcome guest governing our navigation within the current poetry universe, and that is the electronic screening bot. So what am I proposing? Today's writers need to likewise evolve a bit and embrace the possibilities that are available to us and the broader audiences that are likely waiting for our work to be delivered. With the poetry universe, I will be providing content that will include visual poems, book reviews, interviews with other writers, and other hybrid artists, composers, and filmmakers. This podcast is thus geared to explore and push the boundaries of all literary, visual, and audio arts. I thus invite all listeners to join me, embrace the muse, and to seize the night, as we tap into poetic journeys yet unexplored. Thank you.